from New York. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you all this Friday?
I'm good.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you how excited I am to have this woman with me this morning. Now, listen, most of us know the names, right? Ghost, Tommy, and Angela. They're all characters from the hit Star series Power, starring the ridiculously handsome and talented Omari Hardwick, right? Right?
Yeah.
Can I get a shout out, ladies?
Right.
Now, you probably also heard of the name 50 Cent as an executive producer of the show, right?
Right.
But the name associated with the show that you really need to know is Courtney Kemp, because she is the creator of the show. She is the showrunner of the show. We're going to talk about what that is, because a lot of folks hear showrunner, they're not sure what that is. But this woman, a black woman, is behind the success of this show. She took this show from the first season, from the first episode to the series finale, and doubled the numbers. And in their second season, the numbers went even higher. It is the highest rated show on the Starz network. Okay, I could go on and on. I love this woman. I celebrate her. And she is here with me now this morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Well, let me, you know, we're having some technical difficulties here, but we're working it out. So, you know, just bear with us. Let me ask first. Let me see if I can work it out. Okay. Can you guys hear us, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to basically sit on your lap there, Jackie. We're going to get real comfortable up
yes.
in here.
We're working things out in our Harlem studio today. So let me ask you first. Now, Power is the very first show that you ever pitched or sold?
Yes, absolutely. It was the very first show that I pitched. It's the first show that I sold in at all. First pilot I sold at all. First pilot outline I wrote. First pilot script I wrote for money. First time show running. I mean, first everything.
Okay, now, I'm sorry. I have to ask this question, especially as we head into the Oscar So White weekend, and, you know, everyone talks about, you know, the challenges for African-Americans working in this industry. How, as a black woman, were you able to get this greenlit and get this, given that it's your first?
Well, it's a number of factors that came together. First, there's the fact that I had worked kind of in mainstream TV. So my credits since Bernie Mac have all been really, really mainstream. And Bernie Mac was mainstream also. So I was on The Good Wife for 3 years.
And you won an Emmy for that, right?
No, we were nominated. I didn't win.
Okay.
No.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I can't, you know. But we were nominated. Anyway, so I had this very long, track record of being on what they like to call, like, good shows. So they thought I knew what I was doing, and then
okay, we got the studios back. Okay. We're having some technical difficulties. All right, Jackie?
Yes. Back. Okay. Sorry, Courtney, you were talking about you and 50 collaborating and
right.
then pitching. He brought the music.
He brought music that he had already created for the show, so as I was pitching the show, he was playing the music, and we basically made a situation they couldn't say no to. Like, it's an offer they can't refuse, you know?
And it is a hit because of that, but I have to ask you, because you're an admitted black nerd.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
50, you know, we know his story. He's been shot several times, you know, growing up selling drugs, and now, you know, he's a successful, you know, entertainment mogul. Mm-hmm. But I have to ask you, what's the collaboration process like for the two of you?
Well, 50 is not anything like what you would expect in terms of his ability to create character and story. He's really a storyteller. I always say to people, if he'd been born in a different household and had, you know, grown up differently, he would have gone to Wharton Business School. You know, he's that smart. He's super smart. But he's also, you know, rap artists create story. That's what rap songs are. It's story.
Right.
So he is great at all of that. I didn't know he was going to be like that. When I met him, I was like, I don't know what this is going to be. And then, you know, I'll just be on the phone with him. I mean, we created Tasha from, like, you know, a one three-hour phone marathon where he was just talking. I was like, oh, okay, this.
And you're writing.
I'm writing, yeah. So, you know, we it's great. It's wonderful.
Was that connection immediate?
Yeah, actually, it really was. It really was. I have to say, I was very blessed. God had a hand in it. There's no question, because, you know, when we met and I pitched to him, he understood me so well and I understood him, and we knew we had the same idea for the show. We had the same vision immediately.
Now, you told me, I visited the set the other day because you all are shooting season
three.
You're about to wrap that up. That the character of Ghost, James Ghost St. Patrick, is a kind of a combination of some things you learned from your father as well as 50 Cent?
Well, it's about being a black man in America and the idea that, you know, how you present yourself, what you look like on the outside will give you access to different kinds of people. So that's what Simon Stern and some of those, you know, characters are about in the club world. But at the same time, you know, having to make a way out of no way, which is also Ghost story. Mm-hmm. It's my dad's story. It's 50's story. There's, you know, it's a story that all people can relate to, but there are things about it that are obviously specific to the black experience in America.
Do you find it challenging to make people aware of this show? I mean, the numbers that this show has brought in, it's incredible. But there's still some people that are unfamiliar with the show in the industry.
Huge amounts of people who are unfamiliar with the show. One of my actors was actually auditioning for something, and the person said, I haven't seen you for the last 3 years. What have you been doing? And he was like, are you serious? And she's a casting director. She actually, like, literally works in the business. People don't know. I'll show up at showrunner events, and they'll be like, oh, what do you work on? Are you in Shondaland? Like, do you work on Scandal? No, I don't work on Scandal.
I got the power, baby.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people in the mainstream who still don't know about the show. We're working to try to attack that.
Does that frustrate you at all, or do you even have time to worry about it?
It frustrates me a lot. And at one point, we joked about hashtag tell a white person. We're going to be like, hey, you know what? All power fans, go, you know what I mean? You got Tom over in the cubicle right over there. You know, Bruce, tell Bruce to go watch the show. But we joke about it. But yeah, it has been a source of frustration, because I think we hope that it's a good entertainment for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and we're in 175 countries at this point. I figure, like, we should be able to get some traction here in the States. So.
Hello. Well, speaking of traction, because of the success of Power, Starz gave you, like, some kind of a special deal, like a development deal. Is that true? I read it in Variety.
Yeah, I got an overall deal, but that's common. I mean, it's common when a show does well for them to lock up the showrunner and not let you go anywhere. And the way that works is, like, if I develop anything, you know, then it would be on Starz. If they said yes, which they may not say yes.
Are you working on other things?
I am working on other things. I'm working on a single camera comedy right now. I started in comedy on Bernie Mac show, and I got fired because I wasn't funny, and so it's something that I need to.
That
go back.
Is funny.
And I need to go back and, like, really, you know, I want to slay that beast.
Show
that,
him you're funny.
Like, no, just be in the like that's the dragon.
Courtney,
you know what I mean?
If you ever want to do an opposites attract story with one beautiful young woman doing news on NBC every day and a jokey comedian doing a radio show every morning, you got two people right here, Jackie
right
Reed
here, right
and
J. Here.
Anthony
Brown. I don't want to work with him, John.
Yes, you will.
I don't want to work.
Will.
Thank you, Sybil, for the
I can't.
You know,
I can't. I just can't. I can't.
We are okay. Such big fans, Courtney. Thank
yes,
you
we
so
are,
much.
Courtney.
And we
yes.
love the kill count, too. Thank you very
oh,
much.
Wait, I'll tell you, if you love that. This season is more violent than ever.
Yes!
I mean, yes! There's so much death, there's so much sex. It's like power on power.
Violence and
it's like
violence crazy. And sex.
You
power
can't go wrong.
Steroids.
You
that'll
can't go wrong.
Yes, power on Starz.
Guys, find it. It'll be back soon.
Coming
when
back
will it
summer?
Be back?
This summer, right?
This summer?
Oh, this summer, yeah. It'll be back.
Oh, I got to wait till summer.
Did you
all
see
right.
anybody die, Jackie, over there? Did you see anybody die?
I
talk to us, Jackie.
About
tell
you
us.
Dying, Jack.
Wow.